of the church in all of us as disciples of Jesus. We, the faithful, are aboard the bark of Peter, sailing hopefully towards heaven. And what we so powerfully realize, or reminded of this morning, is that the church sails through rough waters at times. It's no surprise to anybody. We look back through our long history, and there's many periods where some might have thought that the boat was going to sink. Transgressions and failings by those aboard the boat that caused it to almost capsize. In the gospel, it was early in the morning when the disciples saw Jesus coming. At the dawn of a new day, the rising of the sun soon to come, there Jesus appears, kind of like Easter morning. And his words, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Well, Peter did probably something all of us would do and was a little bit doubtful. He wanted proof. He goes, "Well, Lord, if it's you, then command me to come to you on the water." And in that moment, in his venture on the water, Peter represents the people of God down through the generations. It reminds us of ourselves in our own moments of courage, where we've stepped out onto the water. It reminds us also of the saints and martyrs who didn't cower in the face of adversity, persecution, or death, but rather they stepped out onto the water. I think of the countless faithful of our parishes across the world who have ministered to the poor, the marginalized, and forgotten, people whose names will never be known. They'll never be honored in a public sense, yet they've had the courage to go to the Lord and walk on water. Of course, I also think of all the faithful priests and deacons, women and men, religious, who have stepped out onto the water to give their life to God. And of course, all the faithful in whatever their calling might be, because to have a relationship with Jesus takes courage. It takes a risk. You got to put your heart on the line. You got to step out of the boat. Yet, Peter began to sink when he doubted. And when our doubt kicks in, it might feel much the same way. Even many of the saints doubted at different moments in their life, and we know that they weren't perfect by any means. But it's not about the sinking. It's about Jesus saving us and pulling us up again. Peter asked for help, and in the gospel it says, Jesus immediately put out his hand. There was no delay. There was no thinking about it. There was no hesitation. As soon as Peter cried out for help, Jesus immediately went to get him. The same holds true for us. When the waters get rough, when we start to doubt, when we start to sink, we're not left there to struggle. Jesus pulls us up and brings us back to the boat safely, back to the church. So we don't have to be perfect, but we do have to trust. And so the church continues to sail on and will be buffeted by waves as time goes on. That's just the way it is. We know that. But we also know that we're not going to sink. Our courage and faith may at times be taken over by fear. And these last few months, I don't know if anybody's escaped that feeling of having fear be stronger than faith. But what we're reminded of this morning as we begin this new week is that Jesus will save and he'll calm the storm. And so, my friends, take courage. Be not afraid. The Lord